Unbelievably, today is the beginning of another new year. New Year's Day is a day in which we tend to look back over life as we have experienced it. Upon doing this, it is natural that the good as well as the bad times and events come into focus. But in general, we tend to not remember the majority of our lives when nothing of any significance occurred, but which in many instances have marked our lives and who we are today. I guess these times can be said to be just comfortable and normal times. They contain neither the highs nor the lows of life and can be said to be our life's norm. Now, it's through the recognition of these normal times that we can adequately assess the past. To do this is to place into perspective the negatives of life, be able to celebrate the positives, and be thankful for all the times in between. Now, how we experienced and negotiated our lives in the past helps us to face and live the coming year and the future. It is though the years of experience are training ground for how we live today and how we will live tomorrow. If we had dwelt and emphasized the negatives in life, then our outlook will reflect that. We almost give up and lose any kind of hope in confronting, no less overcoming, any negatives yet to come. We then become slaves to the negatives, which have dictated our past lives, and thus we lose our freedom to celebrate any joys or even be thankful for being comfortable during any just normal times in the days and years ahead. Now, the problem we face on this New Year's Day is that we are amidst a time of erupting turmoil, not only in the world, but within our own nation. The extremes seem to have taken control of our destiny. We may even be facing difficult times personally, some known to us at this moment, and some as yet unknown. For many, there may seem to be little hope of escaping the trials and turmoil which may be looming in the future. The question is, how will we handle all of life, both good and the bad, in the days and years ahead? Will we be slaves to the negatives and not be able to celebrate the positives, or even find comfort in those normal moments? You know, it is important to note that today we are still celebrating Christmas, the birth of Jesus. We may often think and long for the experience of that peaceful night during which the angels came to those lowly shepherds. The reality is that everything was not a bed of roses even then. Jesus was born into a time which saw the Jews being ruled by a foreign power, the Romans. There was corruption and chaos within the relationships of the Roman authorities and the Jewish leaders. The zealots of the time threatened any kind of stability with acts and plans of rebellion. Executions were numerous and ruthlessly carried out. Any control of the land which remained with the Jews was tenuous at best. Any hope of the restoration of Israel was at best just a dream to them. Now, even those lowly shepherds had a life of hardship. They were at the bottom of the economic chain with very little hope. Very little hope of experiencing life beyond its basics. You know, the amazing thing is that it was to those lonely, almost hopeless shepherds, in a time of threatening turmoil, that the angel came. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. With this message came a message of hope, that there would be something to celebrate. There would be more to life than the nakedness which engulfed their existence. With expectation and the promise of more than just mere existence, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." Now, I think it also must be noted, you know, that these shepherds could have just as easily become so enslaved to their plight in life to say that it was all just a hoax. Somebody, it was all just some kind of a dream. And, you know, any good news could never come to us. Therefore, they could just remain on that hillside that night, wallowing in their own pity party. They could have. But no. No, we are told. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Now, when they saw what the angel had told them was true, then they were the ones to break any despair with the news of what the angel had said about the child to all those surrounding them. Now, even Mary and Joseph must have experienced the joy of what the shepherds related, for it confirmed the message God had previously given to them through an angel. Now, after this occurred, we are told, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. They now had a positive experience happen to them, of all people, to them. And thus they had hope. Their normal lives were now uplifted, and they could face the trials. They could face the dangers in life, knowing there was hope to overcome. Hope to overcome the obstacles in life. Through that experience, the shepherds also discovered that they were not forgotten by God. they actually discovered that they were very important children of God. They were no longer society's lowly people. They were no longer under the social edicts and law, which made them almost outcasts and slaves to the economy. In the eyes of God, they had found favor and were important. The words of Paul could very well have described them. This is read in our lesson this morning. When the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, my shepherds, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave. No longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. You know, the shepherds that night must have found that redeeming love of God. Even though they may still have faced all the trials and the dangers, and even remaining on the lowest rung of the socioeconomic ladder, within their own minds and outlook upon life, they now could overcome everything. They could now endure and to celebrate even the slightest of accomplishments with joy. You know, on this New Year's Day, when we not only reflect upon the past, but look to the future, let us be mindful of those shepherds long ago. Like them, we are God's children, who now have the angel's message of hope and good news. This hope shatters any darkness which we may forecast, and fear, and gives joy in fulfilling any dreams which may come our way. It gives us the strength. It gives us the endurance to overcome the negatives and to enhance and embrace the positives in life. It is incumbent upon each of us to help the other through the negatives and to celebrate the positives so that we all can be comfortable in living through the normal times in life. We are to help each other through it all, no matter what happens in the coming year. We have each other. This is what being a child of God means. We share all of life experiences by living the love which He continues to extend to us. No matter what the new year will bring, nobody in this world can take that love away from us. Nobody. This is the message of Christmas. Therefore, the Christmas message leads us to see the words of the psalmist as the words of celebration. Celebration on this, the first day of a new year. Just listen carefully to what you said prior. Listen to the psalm carefully. Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenge him. Now, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their course, what are we mortals that you should be mindful of them? Yet you have made them a little less than divine. With glory and honor, you crown them. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under their feet. All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the path of the sea. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. Yeah. Now we can celebrate the new year. Amen.